Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I trust God would bless you through this. Do remember to go on to the website and to listen to some other messages, or maybe even go into YouTube and put in Stephen Baker or Seek the Truth and watch some of the video messages as well. It's Christmas and we're fast approaching that time, and we like to get excited about it, and there's lots of things going on. But you know, I was wondering today if Christmas time could be Christ's coming time. You might say to me, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you see, the time of Christmas was when Jesus was born and he came into the world. But the Bible teaches that Jesus will come again. And the Bible teaches that in heaven today there are throngs of people who are worshipping before the throne of God. This is what the Bible says they would be saying in heaven: worthy are you, O our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he sits upon the throne in heaven today at the right hand of his Father. He's the one who left that throne to come into the world. The Bible says he made himself of no reputation. The Bible says he took upon him the form of a servant. The Bible tells me, though being rich, he made himself poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. The grace of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God visited our planet 2012 years ago, and his name is Jesus. And he was born into this world, born of a woman, born under Jewish law, and born at the right time. Because he came that by his death he would deal with human sin and wickedness and wrong, and put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. 33 years after his birth, he died upon a cross, despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. 3 days later, his tomb was empty, for Jesus lives today. He rose from the dead. The Bible says that now, because he lives, through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. But the Bible also teaches Jesus will come again. And Christmas time in 2012 could be Christ's coming time. It could be the second coming. It could be when he comes to earth. Now, I know we've had all these predictions of the end of the world. The Bible doesn't give us the authority for that. The Bible does say no man knows the day nor the hour of the coming of Christ back to earth. And before that, he will come and remove every Christian from the earth and then reserve the world for judgment. Today, would you hear his voice? Would you refuse to harden your heart? Would you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Rest on him, trust him, cry to him for mercy and forgiveness, and know what it is to be saved from the coming wrath and anger of God on this world, and to be forgiven, to be in heaven forever. I pray God would bless you today. Thanks for listening.